League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome, everyone, to a very exciting edition of 2-Minute Drill. I am Pierce, joined by Joe and Scott. Fellas, how are you guys doing on this day? This glorious Tuesday evening. We're 12 days away from the Super Bowl. Feels like a new day, don't it?
I feel fucking amazing, like, to say the least. Like, Sunday, you'd have thought the Bears won. How happy I was. Like, I've never...
Feels like a breath of fresh air.
It was just
air,
a great
man.
Fucking feeling. It was a great fucking feeling to see it all crumble down back to back years. Back
feels,
to, we're gonna get
Joe,
into it.
Feel like
it,
a breath of fresh air, don't it, man? It just inhale that shit. Inhale it.
It's gonna crack a beer for the end of the era.
For me personally, man, it felt like the Bears won. I mean, and of course, this is to our detriment because we're in a period, well, we've been in a period as Bears fans where we don't have any actual victories to celebrate ourselves. And funny thing, if I was a Packers fan, I wouldn't even concern myself with the Bears. Like, there's a rivalry there, but as a current Packers fan my age, why would I be concerned with the Bears? I'd laugh.
Packers fans hate us.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I get that because there's a long-standing history. Like, our actual record going against one another, I think they're about, what, only 3 or 4 games? Or something like that. It's a very close record. It's a true rivalry. But if I was a fan who was me, 30 years old, and in my 30 years, I've seen nothing but Packers dominance, I wouldn't care about the Bears. And so Packers fans would laugh. Oh, look at your – they'll laugh at us regardless. Even if it has nothing to do with us. We lost the playoffs, they're sitting there crying, laughing. The Vikings, the Lions lose the playoffs, I laugh at the Lions. When the Vikings lose the playoffs, whatever, like last year or in the years prior, I laugh, but I didn't care too much. You know what I mean? And like the Minneapolis Miracle, I thought that was one of the greatest plays I've ever seen in my life.
I had the slander loaded up. Like, I literally had to press backspace on my tweet.
No, that was a fantastic play. Like, I literally was like, I was cheering him to go down. So it's the actual rivalry between the Packers is different. They celebrate our downfall, even though they've destroyed us recently, we celebrate their downfall. So when they talked all that crap, and the same thing happened again this year, mm-hmm. where they get to the NFC Championship and nothing else happens. Mm-hmm. Won a Super Bowl in 16 years, Aaron Rodgers, I can divide.
That's one every year. Let's say two of them shits was due. One was against the Bears.
One was against Caleb Haney.
Man, and I think that's the beautiful thing about it, is that when you really dive a little bit deeper in Aaron Rodgers' problems in the conference championship games, I'm not sure if it highlights more so Aaron Rodgers' problems or the Packers' problems in general.
It highlights both. Because he doesn't play well in the NFC Championship game either.
It does, but I'm not sure who it outweighs. Because he actually played very well on Sunday. I ain't
gonna
knock
him
on
that. Ball.
Did he? But he did.
When you get Jair overrated Alexander get two interceptions, and you all know Adrian Amos interception can like once a year,
which was
not
bullshit because it came right after PI
when he's not playing Mitch, and they didn't score anything. They got three and outs.
I give Tampa's defense credit. Tampa's defense was locked down in that fourth.
Yeah, he Aaron Rodgers though.
I want to give Aaron Rodgers this. We don't know what would have happened if he would have went back on the field for that fourth down. Because I think everybody in their goddamn mama was shocked that he took them off the field.
Yeah, but you at least tried.
You did not pay attention. That's exactly what he just said.
He said you don't know what happened if you. I thought you were saying that like he's defending it.
No. I'm defending Rodgers. I'm not fucking defending Matt LaFleur. Who You can't defend that. It's indefensible, fam. It's indefensible. Like,
it's a mad thing.
It's crazy, dog. Like, you have, that quote unquote, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And you're staring at the greatest quarterback of all time on the other sideline. Yeah, he threw them three bullshit ass passes that were picked off. So what? He's still the greatest of all time. He's still money in that kind of situation. And you decide to take the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands for a field goal when you still had to get a touchdown. It's indefensible.
Now the two-point game is a two-point game. Fourth and eight.
We won't know what happens on fourth down if Aaron Rodgers is in there. But you know what?
Wait.
I don't care.
What was the fourth down? What was the distance?
I think it was
fourth and goal. It's like at the five.
But it was at the 8-yard line. It was at the 8.
Is that the 8? Yeah.
Oh.
But see, if he'd have ran on third down, he either getting a touchdown or he getting making it closer fourth down.
So if it was fourth and goal, but it was from the 8-yard line, how poetic is that?
Fourth and 8, baby.
Fourth and 8. Fourth and 8. You lost, you piece of shit. So glad.
Oh, fucking deserve it.
That's poetic.
But I'm saying, though,
yeah,
when you break
can't
it down,
cry on the shoulders of your family because they hate you. Because
they don't like you, man. You're not welcome at Thanksgiving. You sent back all the Christmas presents, you asshole. But this is the beautiful
All
thing,
I know
man.
Is Brett Favre would have risked life to get that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd have been like, look at the passion. He's hopping over the linebacker.
Brett Favre would have literally murdered himself for that.
Announcers always talk about Brett Favre like he was saving the game of football by putting himself in danger.
Oh my God, he's killed himself. But
look
the
at
passion.
How beautiful it looked, and he's still on the floor laying down now.
His brain is literally splattered like JFK.
But you know what I take pleasure out of too, with the Bears end of his career?
Yes.
I wish I could find that picture of Urlacher standing over his corpse mm-hmm. when we clinched the division in 2010.
One Trump supporter standing over another Trump supporter. I hate white on white crime.
But it's the thing, man. This is the beautiful things. When you really dive deeper into Aaron Rodgers' struggles, man, you are the only quarterback in NFL history to lose four consecutive conference championship games. Do you know who has the same number of conference championship wins as Aaron Rodgers?
Talk to
Rex Grossman.
Rex Grossman.
Talk to him.
Chris Chandler.
Talk to
Brad
him.
Johnson.
Talk to these
Joe
niggas.
Flacco.
Talk to him.
Jeff Hostetler.
Jake Plummer.
I don't even remember who was coaching who was quarterback of the Chargers, but whoever was quarterback of the Chargers back in when they got smacked by the Niners, that nigga, whoever the fuck that is.
Did we say Jake DeLome? Did we say him already?
Jake DeLome.
Jake DeLome.
Kerry Collins. My God, Trent Dilfer. You have the
Brad
same
Johnson.
Number of championship conference championships as Trent Dilfer, my friend.
Brad Johnson.
I said Brad Johnson already, dog.
Of course, okay. Scott, listen.
Come on. Charlie Betch has Super Bowl experience, my man. Like, this, and this is, hey, Rodgers, you're still one of the greatest. But when people call you the GOAT,
it's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful to the quarterbacks that have been there and done that multiple times. You are in the Dan Marino category, my friend. You're one of the greatest. But you ain't got the accolades to show for it. Enjoy them three MVPs, though.
Quiet is kept in about 12 days. He might not even be top five if we want to be real.
I'm not. Come on now.
Who? Wait.
Well, hey, oh, Mahomes wins in 12 days. He's out of my top five.
Oh, bye. All time.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. You know, Mahomes in 3 years has done what no other.
Mahomes is Mahomes is one. What's my man's name? D Ford false start. Encroachment from going to three straight Super Bowls. Like, think about that.
Right.
Think about that. That's all I'm saying. Pat win in 12 days. We taking that boy out.
Yeah, absolutely right.
I'm going to continue, Pierce. I'm going to continue what you're saying.
I mean, it's just ridiculous to me that people can call him the greatest of all time and downplay on the same side. What Tom Brady continues to do. And like I say this as a dude who hated Tom Brady for at least half of his career. You can't sit here and look at what Tom Brady is doing. And I understand there's some off the field shit that if you want to hate on him for, I ain't finna hold you. But if we talk strictly about on field, this nigga has made 10 Super Bowls, 10 as a quarterback I don't think anybody else in history has half of the conference title appearances that he has. That's insane. He's going to go for his seventh Super Bowl title, which would put him in a pantheon that no other player in history. I think the only other player in American team sports has seven is Robert Horry or Bill Russell. But besides that is Robert Horry. I think that's it. If Tom gets seven, he's going to hold all the records at the end of the day. Sure, Rodgers could pass him, but as of right now, until Aaron Rodgers is able to win in the two biggest games of the year, and that's conference title game, and that's the Super Bowl, he can't be considered a GOAT in my eyes. I think it's blasphemous to consider him the greatest of all time. Over Marina, over Montana, hell no. Over Brady, hell no. Over Peyton, hell no.
Yeah, I agree.
I just, man, it just gives me, you know, it's double fun because not only did they lose, he's 1-4 in NFC Championship games. Back-to-back NFC Championship game losses. Let's not forget he lost to Malibu Mitch.
I think three and four, right?
49ers last year.
3-4 or 3-5 that he's lost?
He's 1-4, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I'm saying three of the last five.
Yes, three of the last five. Okay, even better. Three of the last five. It's the fact that it's looking like he's going to flirt with leaving the Packers this year. And I think that in the grander scheme of things, that's the best thing. Because then the NFC North is up for grabs. You think I'm worried about the fucking Detroit Lions? They knew in their new era.
Zach Wilson, the Trey Lance.
Hell, we're going to beat people up at the line.
We're going to spit on them, chew them in the ankle.
So much passion.
You think I'm worried about stab you with a bayonet?
You kill us, we'll resurrect, guys.
Like, nigga, I'm not worried about that.
That nigga's trying to take it back to the American Revolution. Like, come on, bro. That shit not gonna work. The Vikings, anybody scared about the Vikings?
That tough man stuff.
Don't work. When you try to do that shit in the press conference, like, yeah, it might work with your players when you out there on practicing shit. You trying to tell that shit to the media and to the fans, man. Don't be buying that shit.
I don't even think it's gonna work for players. These niggas are millionaires. They're like, shut the fuck up.
No, I'm not even saying like that. You know coach speak. When you got coaches on the fucking what's the damn show? The training camp show, Hard Knocks. You get that one quality control coach, that one coordinator. It's like, hey, you gotta rip his fucking eyes out, man. You gotta gouge him out and rip off his fucking kneecaps. Like, yeah, that might work with that particular dude. But you trying to bring that to your first press conference? Come on, dog.
No one cares.
And you're the coach of the Detroit Lions. Do you really think we take
on top, on top of all of that? Yeah.
So on top of all of that. Ain't nobody worried about the Minnesota Vikings and Kirk Cousins. It makes a division wide open. And I don't know. I would love to see Aaron Rodgers with the Bears, but like that's a hard sell. I would love to see him in San Francisco. I would love to see him in New England.
I just
would love to see him away from the Green Bay Packers.
I don't care where he goes. I think if they actually trade him, now if they find a way to release him, because they might not want to take that cap hit, mm-hmm. If they find a way to release him, I can see him going to the Bears because Aaron Rodgers is a petty motherfucker.
Right.
I can see that.
Right.
But and if they trade him,
listen, Aaron, you want to come to Chicago? I got a family for you. We'll take you right in.
You see the nastiest heel turn ever. And by the way, I'm going to tell you how it's going to work. If Aaron comes to Chicago, he's going to have a great year. We're going to go 13-3, 14-2, some shit like that. We're going to get to the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl. He's going to play the worst game he ever had in his career because we're trying to play God. That's exactly why. You don't tempt fate, okay? You see, that's what happened when fucking Brett Favre went to the fucking Vikings. He had a great season, and he got his head knocked off and threw a pick in the NFC Championship game because you don't tempt God. That is the second biggest rivalry out to us. You don't do that. It took years for Packer fans to forgive Brett Favre for going to the fucking Vikings. I always loved that call. Like, this isn't Detroit, man. This is the NFC Championship game. You might as well kick a 65-yard field goal.
Yeah. But hey, it'd be worth it though. To see the Bears have a quarterback that they've never had before. And to see to not be embarrassed by the Chicago Bears. That's all I really want at this point. I'm not going to be choosy and say, man, I'm hinging on a Super Bowl. I just want you niggas to be consistently relevant and to right. not embarrass me on the regular. Do that, and then we'll talk Super Bowl.
I'm with you. I think the biggest thing, man, I just want people to stop blaming. Now, granted, I think it's a 50-50 thing. I think the Packers have been exposed to the shit organization. I hate when people put them in the likes of
they love
the Cowboys or the Steelers, the Niners. Titletown, my ass. Okay. If y'all including y'all NFL championships, then goddamn it, we Titletown. Fuck is y'all talking about? If we doing all that, we got 9 NFL championships. We doing all that. We Titletown, nigga. So they need to get that. First of all, they're cheap ass. They're family run. Not even a family. They owned by the state, yeah. I think.
No, they're owned by the fans. They're publicly
traded. They're owned by the fans. Yeah, exactly.
They're the only publicly traded team in the NFL.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So they're not doing. And also, they're going to lose Aaron Jones to free agency this year, too. People forget about that shit, too. They're going to lose him to free agency. And by the way, he didn't come back to that game. He got his ass. He got his chest got fucking.
They found them in Eddie. They found them an Eddie Lacy type nigga though with Dylan.
Yeah, when you get that nigga regular carries, is he gonna do that?
I'm saying I saw him run and he had a wide ass hole. He should have broke away, but he got like 8 yards.
He got hauled down by a nose tackle.
He pulled Jordan Howard.
Yeah, hauled down by a nose tackle. I was like, this nigga's going nowhere, brother.
So it's a 50-50 thing. It's the fact that it's a bad bad franchise, but at the same time. Aaron ain't not guilty in this shit. Like, I understand, yeah, he had a great game. I think he had a pretty good game. But like I said, when you get 3 picks, all Tom Brady, and when you some of those guys just picked him up, I think Jair Alexander's overrated. We all know how I feel about PFFF almost, Amos, nigga. Like, you get a pick from that nigga. The only time he get picked is when he play Mitch Trubisky. Like, that's it. That nigga gets his incentives kick in when he pick off Mitch. But when it's a regular game like that, you got to score. He wasn't even getting down the field. These are all 3 and outs. On that 3rd and goal at the end of the game, you got to fucking, like, run, nigga. One or two things going to happen. Either he gets a touchdown or you make that 4th and goal even more manageable. So it's a 50-50 thing.
Maybe LaFleur doesn't puss out. You're right.
Yeah, maybe LaFleur doesn't puss out. And one thing I love about the one MC championship game he won, you know, that's his worst playoff game. He had, like, 2 picks. He didn't have a touchdown. We had 1 touchdown, I think it was. It was 2 picks. It was the worst statistical game against the Bears ever. That's what I love about it. It went down to the wire. And so it's just one of those things, like, Aaron's not – he's a great quarterback. But if my life is on the line in a big game situation, there's other niggas I'm giving that pill to.
I ain't finna do all that. Aaron, Aaron historically has still been money in the fourth quarter, so I ain't finna do all that.
There's the other niggas I'm giving that pill to.
Oh, there's other niggas.
In the big game? Nah.
Well, you just said a game. You didn't say a big game.
I said if my life was online. So that's a big game.
Well, you also got to ask yourself how many quarterbacks are in front of him in that
all time question. Or
I guess there's Tom maybe Brady. Four, obviously. There's maybe 6.
Tom Brady, obviously.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Russell Wilson.
No, not more so than Aaron.
Russell.
Didn't Russell Definitely. Wilson beat them Russell, in the playoffs?
Right, thank you. Yeah, after being down like 14.
Mike McCarthy, but okay.
I'm not Peyton. Eli. My life on the line. I'm giving that pill. No. With my life on the line? Hell no. With my life on the line. I'm not giving it to Peyton my life on the line. Joe, you giving Peyton with your life on the line?
But you would do Eli. Hey, knowing good and goddamn well, Eli is successful.
In a clutch?
Throwing that bad money. Pick. He's still susceptible throwing that bad pick.
In a clutch, bro. Eli money.
Eli in the clutch is an anomaly that I really can't explain.
Yeah, yeah. And in his prime, the criminal in Pittsburgh.
All right.
When he was in his prime, that criminal in Pittsburgh.
The criminal in
Pittsburgh. You didn't even say Montana. You went right to
of course, Joe Montana. Of course. I'm just talking about niggas who I was playing when I was, like, able to see TV.
Hey, as long as Aaron is throwing dimes on another team next year.
That nigga's already on the Chiefs.
As long as Aaron is throwing dimes on another team next year and I can be able to enjoy him without the bias of hate in my heart, because, like, he is one of the greats. As long as he's not on the Packers, man, I'm good. Can we just focus on Tom Brady, though?
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr.? Yes, let's do it.
We'll talk about the Bucs as a whole in the Super Bowl next week. But I want to talk about Brady, and then we could touch on the Brady Mahomes dynamic in this matchup. He did not have his best game. He looked like
He
looked like this might be the Brady that we see next year, right? If you know, shit just breaks all the way down. But he found a way to do it in the end, and I think that should that's even more telling of the history of Tom Brady, is that even when shit's going as horribly as possible, he's still gonna find a way. Now, also, that pass to end the second quarter was gorgeous. He had some gorgeous throws in that first half. It was just the second half that was really shitty.
Yeah. I think the thing about Brady was just he had a great first half. He had a great first half. And I do feel like two of those picks, not two, but one of those picks should have been caught by Mike Evans. I don't give a shit what anybody says that the pass is a little bit off. When you're 6'5", and it hit the top of your hands, you get the fuck up, you get that football. So that one of them was on Mike Evans. And by the way, if you look at the stats, I won the 2-minute drill bowl. Barely, but I won. Joe didn't even pay attention to that. I looked up the stats after the game.
I paid attention. You said you did, nigga.
Yeah. Devontae Adams had better stats.
Motherfucker, motherfucker. I was the one who mentioned Devontae Adams to start. So technically, I won.
No. This has been an ongoing beef between me and him. All season.
I know what you didn't have. You of course he had better stats this year.
I'm talking about in that game.
Okay.
He could have had 3 TDs if Aaron Rodgers would threw it earlier. But anyway.
Could have, should have, my nigga.
Yeah, but anyway. Just think, Tom Brady, like he showed his age in that second half. But he the GOAT, man. He can have games like that. He already solidified. This nigga's playing with house money. You know when I knew these niggas was really gonna lose? When I turned on NFL Network this morning, this nigga was walking around Lambo. In his coat with no hat on. And he stood over the Green Bay Packing logo. I was like, okay, this is something serious right now. Brady on some, he was walking around like Thanos, you know, before the final fight on Endgame. It's what the arrogant never do. That's what Tom was like in Lambeau Field. So I just knew what Tom was. And I just think the thing we got to think about this. This is funny to me about people who hate Tom Brady. But specifically, I'm calling my cousin out. My cousin despises Tom Brady. But he loves LeBron James. He compliments LeBron for all these finals he made, but he don't respect Brady for what he did. And Brady got a winning record in said championship, by the way. Yes, that was a little bit of LeBron slander in there. So I don't understand that. Like, this guy, literally, my first ever Super Bowl party I threw, I was in 7th grade. You know what that Super Bowl was? It was the 2001 Super Bowl between the Patriots and the Rams. That was his first fucking championship. I am 32 years old. This nigga's in the Super Bowl again. He's been in the Super Bowl like 75. Yeah, he's been in the Super Bowl like half his career. He's been in a championship game like 75% of his career. Today was his 14th championship game. That's asinine, dog. So you gotta respect it. And on top of all that, he had a great regular season. This year he threw his second highest touchdown total in 43. And I think anything that we can kill those Belichick rules, everybody would call, they call that nigga system quarterback for so fucking long. First year, he takes a team that ain't been to the playoffs in 13 fucking years. Take it to the Super Bowl. It's the first team to host a Super Bowl, bro. We're not thinking about that. You got to honor Tom Brady. I think that he, well, of course, we'll make our picks for Super Bowl next week, but I would not, as good as the Chiefs are, as great as the Chiefs are, they're like a juggernaut offensively. I would not want to play this nigga, man. He ain't got nothing to lose. And Tom Brady with nothing to lose is dangerous. Because you got to think, if you're Patrick Mahomes, who I think will be the eventual GOAT, can he be the GOAT if he loses to a 43-year-old in the biggest stage? It don't matter how many rings he wins. We're going to come back to that.
The way Tom be acting, man, like, you could tell that he does it for everybody else more than he do him, man. He ran right to his son the other day. He was like, yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl, buddy. How about that? And he just had it like he didn't give a shit. It was more the joy that his son gets to have seeing his dad play for another Super Bowl, right? And it's like there's so many players on that team, so many coaches. Bruce Arians.
I love Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians was
should've been the Bears coach.
He really should have. But he was on the staffs. In Pittsburgh, when they were winning those two championships, and now he finally gets over the hump and has a team in the Super Bowl after, you know, many tries with Arizona, not being able to get off the ground with Tampa. You got Byron Leftwich, who, you know, has had moments in college and led Jacksonville, but he wasn't able to get that. Now here he is, offensive coordinator. You got two black offensive coordinators, by the way, which is crazy going out in the Super Bowl. Wild. I think three of the four coordinators are black. Todd Bowles was just in fucking New York and was cast aside for Adam Gase. Now he's leading a really good defense into the Super Bowl. It's kind of like all the things. It's all the other people getting to enjoy, you know, the fruits of the labor for Tampa. And Tom's just long for the ride. Tom's just like, yeah, no, I get to add some of my stats and add some of my accolades. And, you know, this is just another sign that TB12 is really working for me, man. You know, it's, listen, Tom's already the greatest in football history. This is just adding on to the resume. I think he's genuinely happy for the folks that he's surrounded by. And
did you peep when they gave him the Halas Trophy? Yeah, he was. They were interviewing for him. He said, "Yo, I'm done talking. Talk to some of these guys. It's their first time.
Talk to
like,
Eric.
Like, I don't want to talk to them. That's what you call a leader, okay? That's a leader of men right there. Not Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, real shit though. Like, not even
brother don't even love him.
Not even on some brother. Fucking family don't love him. Not even on some just like goofing around shit. Like, you know, deferring the attention to the other dudes. I think is very, very important, because it's so much more than Tom Brady that makes Tampa work. Obviously, that defense is really good. Devin White is a fucking dog in middle linebacker.
Stood.
Davis got burnt by Marquez Valdez-Scantling. He came back
playing
and
with
had
two backups.
They played with two backups. Winfield wasn't there. And they played really well in that second half. Ndamukong Suh was another dude. This is his first Super Bowl.
JPP.
Right? His second Super Bowl. His second Super Bowl. Yeah. He was with the Rams a couple years ago. JPP made it back after everything that JPP is doing. Yep. Somebody
strong hand.
Two thumbs up thing. I'm sorry.
So this is my strong hand.
Yeah, man. I think what's the ultimate thing that, like, we talk about, but it's going to get even stronger in the upcoming days, is that just a couple months ago, both Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell were out of jobs.
Yep.
And here they are getting ready to play for a Super Bowl while the two-time rapist is sitting at home trying to figure out whether he wants to keep going.
You gotta love it.
Beautiful.
You gotta love it. And like you said, they did it without AB. And this was not a close game, ladies and gentlemen. They dominated them niggas from the jump. Let's just get that clear, but Tom Brady, man, I think the only thing that can change for this is if he wins next week, we're going to be talking about all-time sports GOAT. That's the only thing. He's playing with house money. Way more pressure on Mahomes. But, Joe, what is your opinion on the GOAT?
On Tom Brady this year specifically?
Yes.
I mean, what he's done is unheard of. You know what I mean? Those three picks, I have questions. I wish I would have been media to that call. I've been saying, nigga, what were you doing? One of the plays, I know he just – it doesn't matter.
You talking about the blitz?
I think they blitzed every one of those picks. Every one of those picks was a blitz.
Yeah, I think it was the one that Ronald Jones wasn't able to pick up in time, and he just, like, chucked it up there, and Mike Evans wasn't able to find it.
The first one, the one that Adrian Amos, I just thought, what are you doing? The first pick he threw, I feel like he threw that up is toward the end of the – it was into the first half, right?
No, it was in the – it was sometime in the third quarter.
I don't know if I didn't know if he said okay. Either I feel like one of them was a fourth down. I can't remember one of the balls. I thought to myself, he doesn't matter if it's picked or if it's caught. This is that type of ball. Whereas okay, if it's picked off, then at least it'll be over there. It'll be on our own. It'll be on their own 20-yard line, 15-yard line. That's better than what it is now, or it gives a good chance for Mike Evans to catch it. But all those plays were literally throw it up, go up and get it balls. But they were like, oh, pressure's coming. Let me launch it and see if Mike Evans done. So those were not great picks, but I feel like they had a purpose. At least one of them did. But to do what he's done at 43 years old, throw for 40 touchdowns, I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. To do that at that age is impressive. And him playing, of course, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs do look like these anomalies in the NFL that you just can't conquer. You know what I'm saying? You see them and you think they're most definitely going to win. because who in the world has truly beat them when they're at their best? That being said, that's Tom Brady on the other side. That is Tom Brady on the other side, and I would never ever say how it's over with. You know what I mean? My expectation is assuming that the Chiefs will win because they are the more talented team, but that's also Tom Brady on that side. So I'm never going to just give up on Tom Brady because he is the GOAT for a reason. So I'm, like I said, he's the greatest of all time. Nothing, losing this won't hurt his legacy. Winning this will only deepen his legacy as one of the greatest athletes to ever play in any professional sport across the world.
By the way, I need y'all niggas to stop saying that Tom Brady is not in the American sports GOAT conversation. That was the silliest shit that I saw on Sunday.
Who said that?
It was a lot.
What are you talking about? Because people don't like that nigga.
Right. People don't like that. I understand, but like, just stop that shit, man.
And ESPN, every time we mention up Tom Brady, you ain't got to always include LeBron and everything. Fucking stop. This shit is annoying. These are two GOATs. Two GOATs made 10-2. Yeah, one got a winning record, nigga. Stop it. Y'all can take that how you. It might be unnecessary LeBron hate. By the way, I hope y'all liked my tweet I had, double entendre. I said State Farm wants Mahomes and Rodgers more than Nike wanted Kobe and LeBron. But LeBron was too busy losing to Hidu Turkoglu and skipped to my loop.
It was right.
Hope y'all peeped that mid-championship Sunday slander.
That was good. We getting the GOAT versus baby GOAT. This might be the greatest match. I mean, obviously Tom Brady's not like the Tom Brady. He's still Tom Brady, though. This might be the greatest matchup of quarterbacks I've ever seen in the Super Bowl.
Oh, nigga, I'm hyped. I am hyped. You know what I'm disappointed about? Yeah, we can't have that Super Bowl party we had last year. We
that would have been perfect another. For it, yeah.
Because last year was the only Super Bowl I probably seen maybe a quarter. How much alcohol and weed do we have?
I was like very fucking slapped.
Niggas was done.
I think it was a certain point, like closer to the end of the second quarter, we was just like, all right, let's just roll up.
And
we
only Pav was the one paying attention, which is funny because Pav don't really watch football.
It's funny as hell. Pav was bullshit.
That nigga was
Pav was bullshit
in.
Because Pav started going in about how he ain't black and all this other shit. Yeah.
Pav was locked the fuck in. Anybody else smoking and drinking?
Yeah, man, but this is definitely the matchup of the two greatest quarterback or the greatest matchup of quarterbacks at. You know, I think maybe Marino and Montana is the other one, but it's gonna be fun no matter what, man. Just to see a past against present, Hogan against Rock, Icon versus Icon.
That was a great, great comparison right there.
Thank you. You're welcome. I see you ESPN. I see you Espen. Put me on payroll, nigga. Anyway. Do you think that, well, obviously, you know, Brady is playing with house money, kind of. Because, like, not saying Pat's legacy is up for grabs here, but what if he doesn't make another Super Bowl? Who knows? But I guess what I want to ask is, you know, between the two quarterbacks, who do you think will stand more from gaining a champion? Not necessarily gaining a championship, but beating the other, you know, is it Brady putting down Mahomes and officially stating like, hey, can't nobody touch me, or is it Mahomes beating Brady? Because many quarterbacks have beaten Brady in the Super Bowl before.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, fucking mm-hmm. Nick Foles beat Brady. I think Brady gets more by beating Mahomes, and I say that because this Brady beating, I mean, Mahomes beating Brady is what he's supposed to do. Yeah, you're the young kid. Like, The Rock is supposed to beat Hogan. He's the young nigga. This is not 19, it's not Hulkamania no more. You know what I'm saying? This is a new era. You got to come up to him like, yeah, you the GOAT, you did your thing, but this is my block. Now, of course, this comparison is on a small level because they never met in the series, but when Kobe put 55 on Mike's head and was doing the fake, you know, boxing on his ass, he's like, okay, old head, it's my shit now. So he got to do that to Brady. That's what's a given. But if you're Brady, you're like, nigga, I'm 43. I got three kids. I'm eating avocado ice cream. And this your king? I beat this nigga with the ARP card. He gains way more. And then also, he also solidifies his GOAT title. Because this nigga, Patrick Mahomes, can win as many championships as he wants to. They can like, yeah, but he lost to Brady when he was fucking old and shit. Like, Eli is going to Hall of Fame twice because he beat Brady.
You know what this kind of, you know what this feels like? And Joe, you can tell me if you don't think this, but this feels like Floyd Mayweather versus Canelo Alvarez. And Canelo is the upstart kid. He is great. He's got championship under his belt. But there's a possibility that he could get schooled on Sunday.
I wouldn't say this feels like Canelo's just yet, because Canelo at that time was literally just a young upstart, not the dominant person that he is now. Is today.
He learned something in that fight.
Yeah, because in that fight, that nigga got embarrassed. Schooled him. And it's not like he wasn't throwing some powerful punches, but the fight was never close.
Right.
You know what I mean? That fight was another defensive masterpiece by Floyd Mayweather. And from that fight, Canelo learned to work on his defense. Canelo learned to win and hit shots and make them count. Like when he fought Triple G, that first Triple G fight, you know, niggas thought, oh man, Triple G kind of won, even though I was kind of on the fence with both of them. But now I think he's 30 years old right now. That's a little bit older. I think he is truly
he's the number one. Pound. But I guess that's kind of what I'm getting for. Not necessarily is like, Pat doesn't have anything to learn. Like maybe Pat will learn some, maybe not. I don't know. But once we get past this, like, I think Mahomes will.
Yeah, Canelo is the number one, is the pound for pound in the world right now.
Number one, can't nobody touch him. His game is astute. That's what Pat's gonna be in about 5 years. It can't nobody fucking touch him. Who?
Lomachenko.
They got him. Lomachenko just lost.
Yeah, I don't know how he's still top 10. Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
And he lost in dominant fashion, too. He never even was close.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't get hurt that badly, but freaking Tio was beating the crap out of him.
Right. So
okay, Tio's is ahead of him, though, so that's okay.
Okay, good. Wait, Tio's ahead of Lomachenko, so what? Who's we're getting all into a whole other thing. Who's number one pound for pound then?
Yeah, we can go to Canelo. Oh, like Canelo is the young goal right now. He has the WBA, the WBC, and the ring titles.
Right. I'm doing 54-1.
That's gonna be Pat with fucking MVP, four MVPs, three Super Bowl MVPs.
That's what I'm saying now. Yeah, now Canelo and Patrick Mahomes right now is an adequate. If Patrick Mahomes had lost his first year, that's what you could have said, you know. That was with this title fight. Canelo not one, because when Canelo fought Floyd, he just got beat up. Mm-hmm. I mean, not beat up. He just got outclassed. Right now, this is truly the young goat, the old guard versus the new guard. Because right now, I feel like if this continues, there'll be some contract issues. But if this team stay the way it is, the Chiefs, I feel like they go on a huge run.
Pat contract don't kick in for another 2 years.
That's not what I'm concerned about. How do you keep that?
No, but I'm talking about flexibility wise. They can spend more money because their cap don't hit for another. I don't know. I'm just saying they don't have to get anybody else.
I think it's after next year, because the this upcoming year is the fifth year option. So then after that,
you're right.
Depending on who, because they still got to try to like be able to keep Tyrann Mathieu, and I think Sammy Watkins is a free agent upcoming.
Do y'all agree with this? Honey Badger wins this Super Bowl. He's crit walking in the can.
No,
I'd have to look at his stats, but he's really good. I have to consider it.
That's my guy.
I was never a big fan of Honey Badger, but that was just me. I never liked him at LSU because
you have against high yellow brothers.
I never. I have no issue being against the light-skinned colonizers, brother.
Oh, you.
All right, man.
I understand the sins of my people. I understand the sins of my people, brother.
All right, we're getting into Danny Lee territory right now. Let's pull it back.
I never had an issue with him personally. Just when he played for LSU, I was like, nigga, I hated LSU. I hate LSU
so it's an Ohio State thing.
I mean, Ohio State and LSU ain't got a rivalry. I just personally never liked LSU fans, because LSU would be like, yeah, nigga, we SEC. I'm like, no. You speaking are, but how dare you support yourself as an SEC team? I don't care about any other Big Ten teams.
This is a side note. What's up? Side note. Speaking of LSU, when y'all get a chance, watch the last I Am Athlete with Justin Jefferson on it. They had Justin Jefferson, DK Metcalf, and Lexi Brown from WNBA. And Brandon Marshall asked cringeworthy questions. He basically asked everybody what they spend with their money. You know, WNBA don't make any money. He's basically asking, so what you spend with that boof-ass WNBA check? She's like, oh, you know, I got some Gucci shoes. I got this. And he's like, Justin, tell me, what was your bonus? $7 million. So I got me a car. I got me a crib.
I saw Nut got upset. Yeah, that's what I say.
They asked DK, who's the best person to guard you? He was like, who the best person to guard you? He said, oh, Jalen. That nigga said that quick as hell. That nigga had me on the milk cart 3 times.
Nah, I saw Nuck got upset at both of them because they didn't put Nuck in their top five.
Yeah. What Chad was telling Justin, he was like, he said, I've been studying LSU. I know all your routes. I know all your heads, your laterals. All that shit ain't going to work on me.
Who said that, Brandon?
No, Ocho said he could lock down Justin Jefferson.
I know. That's hilarious.
Whatever. But I think my biggest issue with the Chiefs is the Patriots' 20-year run or 19-year run was an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not going to happen. Yep. And right now, with the core they have with Travis Kelce.
Who's winning off the field, too. Have you seen the girl? Boy?
He got a new one?
No, same one. He got that old thing back.
So he got the fade back.
Yeah. He got shorty back.
Okay. You seen that fucking Richard Spencer ass haircut? So I didn't know if he was if he went back or not.
Travis Kelce and what's the other Tyreek Hill, Tyron Matthew. This entire core that they have, I just don't think it will stay together that long enough for them to go on some insane run. They'll probably have 3 titles before it's said and done. Then they'll break up. So I don't think he can become the GOAT simply because I'm not sure he can match what the Patriots organization has done over 20 years. I mean, they went through generations of talent to get where they were. And I think that's almost impossible.
In different eras of defense, like you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's possible. I don't necessarily have faith in the Chiefs to do that. They put together a Super Bowl champion and probably back-to-back champion, but I don't see how they can put together that insane run.
You know who's running up the score? Andy Reid. Andy Reid's going to make people forget about the fuck-ups he had. Unless he loses.
See, this is my thing about Andy Reid, man. Do y'all think how much different would we be talking about Andy Reid had Pat Mahomes not gotten there?
Oh, nigga, a lot different. A lot different.
We've forgotten about Andy Reid clock management. Like, that used to be a thing.
Yeah.
Before last year and before Pat. He's still one of the greatest coaches of all time, but like we're gonna look at him so much differently because Pat, like, why would he ever leave? Go three-peat or something.
Exactly. And he didn't thank Matthew Nagy because he was evaluating
God damn it, man.
Hey, Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace gonna go out. They're either gonna do something that's gonna change the course of sports, or they should be in Guantanamo Bay for the sins it's about to commit. It's gonna no in between.
They gonna trade for Sam Darnold. Watch.
Oh, nigga. Oh, don't get sweet. This ain't 79th Hallis, man.
Oh man. Yeah, man. Let's talk about the AFC title game real quick. Chiefs,
why?
Hey, man. Like it was Buffalo gonna be back next year. They ain't gonna fall.
Okay, that's the thing. This is the thing about that.
Yes, they will.
The NFL stands for not for long. Them niggas can be out in the wild card round next year. You don't know. That's why you got to
But that's what I'm saying. They'll definitely be in the playoffs. They'll be a factor next year. I think what we got to analyze with Buffalo is what do you change with that offense so they can keep up with Kansas City?
Josh Allen.
I think he had a bad game.
We
can't switch on Josh Allen that quickly.
I'm not. I'm still, like I told you, I've changed my mind.
That has always had a smelly feeling about brother. He was like,
No, I smelled that pick cut because he was tripping. He was a, you know how when you throwing passes that could have been picked or you playing with fire? I'm like, he going to throw a pick soon. I just felt it. But he just went up a team. The thing about the Chiefs defense is this. They're not great, but they get the job done. And they knew what to do with that pass rush. Had him moving around in that pocket too much. I think he had a great season. I think they'll be back in the playoffs. But back in the AFC Championship game,
they'll be back, don't take that as they'll be back in the AFC Championship game.
Okay.
We can't take that as they'll be back in this literal thing that you have to win 2 games to even get to. Let's just say they'll be back as a contender next year, which they will be.
Okay.
My only issue is that this showed Josh Allen's flaws. And one of Josh Allen's biggest flaws is freaking stepping up in the pocket.
Yeah.
Josh, I mean, that's...
I agree.
Now, he's in the Mr. Trubisky school of not stepping up in the pocket.
Yeah.
All he does is go backwards and to the right.
You never want
to
be in school.
And I never understood. When I watched this game, I think this is one of the... Probably the fifth time. The third time this year, maybe the fifth time overall, that I adamantly studied Adelby, that I fully studied him. And I was like, What is he doing? And I know he has a cannon for an arm, and he compensates by his lack of pocket awareness by throwing these insanely same velocity passes and making up those errors. But of course, with an experienced defense like the Chiefs, it came back to bite him. Whereas in the divisional round, he could get away with this. And I was like, bro, why are you running backwards? Step up, find your man, or take off. That's all you need to do. Running backwards, you only need to run backwards when the pocket is collapsed. When the pocket is collapsed, you run backwards or to the side to throw it away. And how many times did he not throw it away? I never understood that. He has that insanely strong arm, and he did not throw the ball away. I think this game just taught to me that he has a ways to go to mature his game to where I truly consider him a danger to other teams.
Niggas already put him top five. Like, come on, man. I think he had a meteoric rise this year, but there's still things that he's got to correct, got to tweak in order to, you know, keep this thing going. Because I do think the Bills are a good football team. I do think they're very well coached, and they got one of the best receivers in the game. So if Josh Allen can tweak the little things in order to make himself a leader, like, yeah, he's going to have to get out of that habit once he gets flustered in the pocket. They got to add another wide receiver, but I think they could definitely be in the mix next season. You know, it is what it is. Before we go into the quarterback thing, what do y'all think about Diggs? He was out there on the field.
That shit don't matter.
It never works.
It's a cool little fake motivation moment. But get the fuck out of here. Peanut tell me them niggas, Chris Harris on the field too. I'm going to watch it so we know how to do it next year. 7-9.
It never works, bro.
That shit don't mean nothing, man. All you're doing is torturing yourself for an Instagram pic. I didn't know he was holding his helmet like he saw a baby get killed. That shit was funny.
I didn't see that.
When I saw it on the NFL Instagram, I was done.
It never works. All that happens is you have the celebration in your head. And when they beat you next year, you're going to have that same celebration in your head. Thinking to myself, I could have been in the locker room not remembering this.
You know what I will say about the Bills, though? They were very Chicago Bearsian in that second half when they realized that they had lost that game.
Talk about it.
They were very salty when they realized they lost that game.
That's not really the Chicago Bears defense playbook right there.
Yep, man. Yep. Hey, that's the Anthony Miller special.
That's
right
the Anthony Miller. Did you see that nigga cook Anthony Miller on Twitter?
Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
I've never seen an athlete use the at least I made it line and still get cooked.
Whoa. Like,
that was bad. He was like, nigga, I could have made it too.
He said, got opportunity, nigga. I played in Michigan. That shit was like, get that nigga out of my city, man.
It was all facts, man. You don't look the ball into the...
Him getting cooked is enough for me to say I've seen enough.
Right. You can't defend yourself on Twitter.
Why come back? Can we get a 6-round pick for him?
Can we get anything?
That's about all he's worth.
Anthony Miller, I still have faith in you. You just...
We traded a 7th for Dontrell Inman. We better get at least a 6th.
This nigga believed in Tanner Gentry.
God.
I believe in Tanner Gentry. I just want him to succeed. I literally would say, man, I hope he succeeds.
We're going to go back to the early Sunday Night House episode where you were projecting he was going to make the actual roster.
He was close to making the roster. I was not wrong. I want someone to succeed and believe in them is another story. Anthony Miller has the talent.
Tanner Gentry was a step ahead of Dane Sotzenbacher.
Tanner Gentry was a pipe dream. That's all that was. Tanner Gentry was this would be an inspirational story if he makes it, but I never expected him to actually be a contributor. I just said, hey, man, it'd be pretty cool. It would have been cool, but the nigga just didn't have it. Whereas Anthony Miller, every coach will say, like his first year, they're like, man, he is talented as hell, but he did not read the playbook.
Nah.
That was literally what they said. He did not read the playbook.
That was a knock home. Like, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Literally, I think it was Chris Emma who was talking about it. They was like, man, he did not read the playbook. But now the second year,
you're running the wrong fucking routes.
And how many times did he run that? I mean, not running to the line of scrimmage when it was a 4th and 10 situation or a 3rd and long situation. You never want to run behind the line of scrimmage unless you're literally just a leak out route or run to the flats route. He would never run to the line of scrimmage. Those type of things are literally just mental errors that one can fix if they put in the time to work on it. He never did. And for that reason alone, I always thought, man, it's not like he has a huge talent leap. Talent-wise, I still think he can be a number two in the Bears' offense. But he never really made that jump to get himself where he needs to be. So he is in that position.
Hey, you know what? It seems like he'd be a good fit in Buffalo. Go and trade him now. They need some extra wide receivers. Go be butt hurt in Buffalo.
Honestly, they did watch
their send that nigga to Baltimore because they be like, he talking about
he need weapons.
Lamar.
Yeah.
More niggas to drop the ball. Exactly
what right. He need weapons.
Scott cannot help but get his hate of black quarterbacks out. I feel you, brother. You gotta let it all out, brother.
I love Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I love this brown skin Negro, but not this dark skin.
He's one of the good ones.
He's one of the good Negroes.
Speaking of Deshaun Watson, let's talk about quarterbacks that's going to be moved next year. We are going to have a carousel of quarterbacks. Remember last year when we were like, wow, Cam Newton, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers, all these quarterbacks that's going places. Nah, think about this year, man. You got Deshaun Watson that wants to be traded. Aaron Rodgers that will likely want to be traded very, very soon. Dak Prescott's a free agent. Jimmy G's going to get cut eventually. Matt Ryan might be up for grabs. Matt Stafford could get traded.
Matt Stafford is up there.
You are not slick.
You mad because I threw Jimmy G in there? Well, Jimmy G is going to fight for a starting job next year.
You sure about that?
I'm positive about it. You gonna tell me if Belichick doesn't bring in Jimmy G that he's not the de facto starter?
Oh yeah, he is for sure,
100%.
Who gonna start him? Don't say Cam.
Yeah, I think Cam's done.
I didn't say it'd be Cam.
Cam, it's a wrap for my dog.
His body did not look like he can properly throw a football. So like he's done. If the Bears go out and sign Cam Newton 1 year too late, I would be so fucking
pissed. Oh my god.
They gonna be calling that nigga on the lakefront if fans are allowed back in the building.
Nigga! Oh my goodness. Stafford is going to be leaving wherever he goes. Nobody knows. It's going to be a lot of movement between quarterbacks this year. What are your favorite possibilities?
Anybody worth a damn to the Bears. And what I mean by worth a damn is I don't tell you who I think the Bears are going to get. I don't like it, but whatever. I don't like it, but I don't hate it either. But it's not. I think the Bears are gonna get Derek Carr, but I would like to see, obviously, Aaron Rodgers. That's probably unrealistic.
Why would you throw that on me?
You know that's not peak Bears.
It is peak Bears because Derek Carr is good, but not good enough.
Exactly my point. Exactly. I think realistically, either Derek Carr or Jimmy G is gonna be quarterback of the Bears, and I don't think they're gonna cash out Dak. But I want to see them put all the chips in for Deshaun Watson. To me, that's the most ideal situation because I just don't feel Aaron Rodgers is realistic unless they come to a buyout agreement. He gets to be a free agent. Now he's a free agent. And there's no better way to get revenge than that. So
Aaron Rodgers ain't gonna sign with the fucking Detroit Lions and try to get revenge in Detroit. No, he's gonna go to the Bears. He's gonna go to the team that he tortured and then go torture the team that he was on.
What if you got that Schefter, that Ian Rapoport thing hit you? I would cry. I'd cry like a bitch.
That's hilarious.
Like, I was happy when we got Khalil. This would be that time 50, bro. Be watching highlights, him kicking our ass. Like, yeah, we're going to be on the other side now.
It seems like the asking price for him is 4 first rounders or 3 first rounders and some prime talent. And I saw David Kaplan, who I had blocked at one point in time. Crazy. And don't really care to listen to it all,
I
actually.
Fuck with Cap, man.
I don't care what he has to say.
Cap follows us on 79th and Hallis on Twitter, man.
I just ain't no disrespect to him at all. I just don't care what he has to say.
Joe, you wasn't here when I said it, but have you ever noticed that Cap looked like Humpty Dumpty?
He does. He looks like an old Tim the Tap Man. You'd have to know who that is to laugh. But I'm not a... I don't really pay attention to him. I think his takes are just hot. He is a Chicago hot take king. And he was like absolutely no way.
But with less stupidity.
Yeah, with way less stupidity. He's not stupid in any sense of the word. He's just a hot taker. And he has a traditionalist vibe about him. So when they was like, he's like three, four first rounders. Absolutely no way. I was like, he's 25 years old. So by the time he's 29, I don't care about those fourth picks. And he'll still be in his prime. And if we keep him healthy and protected, because the Bears' line was better than his line.
Yeah. We
keep him healthy and protected. He could have a solid 10 years, 8 years of those being prime material.
He led the league in yards this year with that shitty ass offense.
You know what I'm saying? And the Bears already have better skill players than in the running game. Yeah. So you do that. If the Bears were to get to Deshaun and then spend the rest of the draft shoring up all that offensive and defensive line, bro, that's a title contender right there. Of course, you have to get yourself a if Darnell Mooney is a legitimate number two, which he may be, but four first rounders, I don't care about. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, because if we get Deshaun, those are going to be late first round picks anyway.
And you're going to pay Allen Robinson if you get Deshaun.
You know what I'm saying? Those are late first rounders anyway. So the price tag.
There's no price tag too high for a top five quarterback. No.
Now, if I'm one of the top two teams, I'm not getting Deshaun. Simply because that number one and number two pick.
Oh, no, I'm not trading that. Hell no.
That's
if you're the Jets, you don't have enough talent to trade that number two. Now, if we get to three and that's Miami, and you package three, Tua, and some more picks for Deshaun, I think that's perfect. But, you know, because Dolphins got two first-round picks, actually. They got Houston's and then theirs. So imagine packaging those two plus Tua. They got the best shot to me.
The Dolphins?
They got the best shot at getting them because they have the assets. I just don't know.
I think the Dolphins definitely have the best shot to get them. Because I mean, you get
what y'all forget is what Deshaun wants. That's what I'm saying.
Like, it depends on what he wants to do.
So the no trade clause, he can kill any trade.
Yes.
Yes. He has a right to revoke a trade.
I would not want to go into one of those top two teams. No.
I'm gonna be real. I'm probably signing a buy. I don't want to go to the Bears.
I would want to go to the Dolphins or the Bears. The Dolphins.
Yeah, the Dolphins or the Bears. Yeah.
Fucking Miami, bro.
And if I was him, it would probably be Miami. You know, this is the hard lesson.
Deshaun and them Coke Whites. My God.
This is the hard lesson I've learned covering the Bears is the fact that I understand when it's time to be objective. And I would honestly pick probably going to Miami. They got a very good defense. Skill player wise, I don't know. I didn't follow them enough to know.
I think their corners are really good. They got some talent, but they can get better.
I'm talking about offensively.
Devontae Parker, about it.
Skill player wise, the Bears are better. Skill player wise, but they have a good defense and they have some room to work. So I would it's probably been Miami. Miami would probably be my first choice. Mm-hmm. Miami would probably be my first choice.
What do you guys think about Stafford? I think there's a bunch of possibilities for what Stafford.
How old is he? 32.
He's somewhere in his mid 30s. Because he was drafted 2009.
Matt Stafford is really good too.
That's another quarterback that I'm very happy to
Matt
see.
Matt Stafford is 32.
32.
Matt Stafford. He's got a couple months.
Maybe 10 more years.
Yeah, he got 10 more years. I just think about that is he's not trading him. They're not trading him in the division.
Definitely not. But I would love to. I said it.
Yes, how many years left? Come on now. Be honest with yourselves.
Well, I'm saying that's a ceiling. At least 10 years for a ceiling.
He ain't got Matt Stafford that 32 years old has five more years.
He's about to be 33, so he'll be 33 next year.
The average quarterback is out by 38. You know what I'm saying? The average good quarterback, right? Sorry. The average good quarterback is out by 38.
You put Stafford in the perfect position,
He'd have to have taken care of his body like Tom Brady has over these years, and I don't think he has. So he's out by 38.
Okay,
If I'm the Dolphins, I think a Matthew Stafford immediately puts us in a 12 win. Even I think they were 11 win last year, puts us in serious contender category. You know what I'm saying? And with that pick, that puts us to get a good wide receiver. That puts us in immediate contender category.
I think he makes Indianapolis at least one of the four best teams in the AFC.
He is a win now quarterback. Matthew Stafford is one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. I really like Matthew Stafford. That's the thing. And I think most Bears fans at the very least respect Matthew Stafford because they know he's been balling with just a terrible organization for a long time. So I wouldn't go crazy, but I would give up a considerable amount to put him on the team. I don't think the Bears would be in contention if he was the Bears. I mean, we did win 8 games without a good quarterback. The question is, would he work well? More Nagy and Pace know what they were doing with him. I don't know.
Sure. All right. Not sure if there's any other quarterbacks, so I'm just gonna go. Next week, we will talk about Super Bowl double nickel. Two baby goats going at it, and we'll see where everything stands on that front. It's a good show. You can follow me on Twitter at Cameron Santo. Scott is at Barbchair Scott. Joe is at Flo Zandolini. At Barbchair Net on Twitter. and Instagram, facebook.com/barbershadedigital. Go subscribe, $10, Patreon, gets you everything that we do. Cinema with the guys, the WWE Top 25, all the Summer Sessions episodes, they are all on there. And you also support us, which is also dope, and we appreciate everyone that subscribes to us. Did we hit a milestone the other day? I think Scott, you had said we made a milestone recently.
What was it, what's about the Patreon?
Yeah. Damien had tweeted something out, I saw, but...
Yeah, we're over 500 subscribers, I think it's
on Patreon?
Yeah. Actually, no, it's not 500, is it? Yeah, I think he said 50. Yeah, over 50, yeah, because we're like
500, like nigga.
Yeah.
I was like, we should make that. I have a lot of money then. A good amount of money from that.
Hell yeah, nigga. We want to fucking start a fucking channel and shit. Nah, man. 50, all 50, man. We appreciate you. Let's reach 100 very soon, man. You guys have, what's coming up on Cinema with Guys?
We're going to be breaking down
WandaVision on Thursday. I would love to release that the same day as well. But we'll see what Massa Scott says.
No, we can drop it the first day. We're recording tomorrow. So,
we're recording Thursday, sir.
So you're recording
I said Thursday. I have class tomorrow. Oh, I did say tomorrow.
You said tomorrow. We're recording that shit at 2:30 in the morning?
I have class tomorrow, so yeah, you're right. So sing with the guys. That would be the next thing.
Yeah, and then right now we got season 2 of The Sopranos up on the Patreon.
Yeah, go ahead and pay $10. Go listen to that. And Bald and Lyles are coming out soon, man. Thank you guys for supporting the Barbershare. Go like us. Give us 5 stars on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you digest your podcast. Leave a comment there too. It all boosts us up the algorithms, and more people can discover our podcast and enjoy us. And we like more people enjoying us, man. That'll be it for us. Right. Next time you hear us, we'll be talking about Super Bowl 55. This has been 2 Minute Drill, man. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you guys later.
Yes, sir.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.